One last time. 3, 2, 1. Hello, Metal Gear fans, and welcome back to the very last episode of your number one Metal Gear Solid fan podcast. This is the Patriot Cast. The voice you're hearing is the original creator and host, Andrew Blythe, your true, faithful host. And I'm joined by the man who's been keeping the show afloat and if you could put down a show like you could put down a beloved pet, I think Calvin did the best job anyone could have in finishing the show and giving it a nice transition, nice edit. So with me I have Mr. Calvin Black. Calvin, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Though slightly confused after that metaphor.
I was hoping you were going to speak longer because I was going to eat.
I heard something about blubber and pet.
Yeah, well, this is the last show of the Metal Gear portion of the podcast, and it's a very bittersweet moment. Unfortunately, it's just me and Calvin today. We've had a bit of a mix-up with the co-host timing and that kind of stuff. But I think in a way, maybe it's a good thing. Just the two of us passing the torch, ending one era, continuing on to the next. Having, you know, Calvin, who has become the host of the Sons of the Patriot cast since, well, I mean, all of this year so far, you know, and me, the original host, and now having the new network up, I think it's very nice to have the both of us. We were originally going to do final Metal Gear Solid 4 Easter eggs. There are a lot of Easter eggs. It's quite anticlimactic, in my opinion. I was the one who said, we weren't going to do it because, I mean, there are a lot of Easter eggs, and a lot of them, quite honestly, they're just boring. Like, for example, if Ocelot catches Snake in a chokehold during the third stage of the fight, you don't press anything, Ocelot will plant a kiss on Snake's cheek. That's creepy. That's sad. That's boring. You know, it really is a bit anticlimactic. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this unscripted. There's topic. Me and Calvin are just going to send the show, just like Gandalf departed onto the far plains at the end of Return of the King, and hopefully we're gonna do the show some justice. We're gonna look back, look forward, and all that kind of stuff. So it's the Patriot Cast has run from as a Metal Gear podcast. It's going to be 2 years, I believe, in June, July, summer. So, and you know, we've seen a lot of times, you know, like Borat said, there were good times and there were shit times. So, you know, there were some very good times. You know, we've met many, you know, we've all got to know each other very well. I think we've all became good friends. Loads of people heard the show. If you're still listening to the show and you know, you've listened from the start, thank you very much. If you are listening to the show and you haven't heard the first, you know, year worth of episode, I would definitely advise you to go back and check them out. I think they're very, very interesting, very good fun to listen to. There's good chemistry, not for the sake of myself going, oh, I'm a great host, just for the sake of, you know, you hear people from across the world, different people come and go, their different thoughts, their views on Metal Gear. And I mean, this has continued all the way to the last episode, really. We've had on the last episode, on the Liquid and Solid Snake one, you know, Calvin, we've had, there was you, there was Shoma, there was Ralph, there were a couple of other new guys, you know, they were all from all around the world. So it really has brought together a lot of people and united them through Metal Gear. What do you think, Calvin?
I completely agree. If I just scroll down my Skype list, I think I still have, with the exception of Jerry Terrifying, everybody who's ever been on the show, I have them as a friend in here.
Oh yeah, same, yeah.
So,
loads and loads of people here, isn't there? I'm looking at my Skype friend list.
Yeah, personally I have, let's see, a guy called, Dustin? There was Ben, Connor, David, Donnie, Javier, Jordan, Justin, Matthew, Michael, Patrick, Ralph, Samuel, and Shoma. So, a fair range of people there.
So it has brought all of us together, and many of you probably wondering why we're ending the show. And the idea to end the show has really been creeping up at the back of my head since last year. So, I mean, I started the show up to share my interest and passion for Metal Gear. And it grew bigger, became successful. You know, there were points where we were, you know, people, there were a lot of people listening to the show. But as time went on and the franchise continued, I realized that I wasn't as passionate for it as I originally was. When I started the show up, it was in 2009. Yeah, that's it. It was 2009. The last game we had was 2008, MGS4. And the franchise kind of wrapped, and it wrapped up on a relatively high note. Things were looking. You know, I was a fan of the four games. You know, MGS 1, 2, 3, and 4. Those are the four games. They were kind of the MGS Bible for me. Those are the games I wanted to celebrate. I was interested in, and I wanted people to share my interest in it, and that's why I started the show. And also I started the show because I had the announcement of Peace Walker Rising, and I thought to myself, wow, the franchise is getting like a 2.0. So I mean, I should I would really like to share my interest with the community. So I started up the show, and originally, you know, it was very, very interesting talking and looking at these things. But as last year, as the game started to come out, as Peace Walker started to come out, as we got more detail on Rising and just general the states of Metal Gear, we got to see the 3DS remake, all that kind of stuff. As I completed Peace Walker, you know, as I saw what Rising was going to be, as I got information about it, I realized that this 2.0 wasn't really where I wanted to be. I wasn't as passionate about it as I was about the four core games. You know, Peace Walker, quite honestly, wasn't really into. I mean, I played it once. To be completely honest, I don't think I'll ever play it again. Yeah, you know, unlike Jordan, I don't hate inanimate objects, but Peace Walker, it was mediocrity, I think, for me. I understand why a lot of people would love it, but for me, it was just, I just wasn't into it. So what happened was, you know, we tried to keep the show classic Patriot Cast in the sense that we were going to talk about the original four games, but after a year and close to 70 shows, or over 70 shows, 70, over 70 hours of I think we've done more than 70 hours of talking. I think we've done close to 100 hours of talking about Metal Gear, because each show was longer than... I think we've done over 100 hours. Each show is longer than an hour. You know, over 100 hours of talk. I think we've talked about everything there is to talk about Metal Gear, except MGS4 Easter eggs. Everything else we seem to have covered. We've covered all the major characters. We've covered all the games. Good, bad sides, fun things, interesting things, scary things, things we love, things we hate. And there was really nothing, personally for me, there was really nothing else to cover. And I thought to myself, you know, this, I started up this podcast and I spent a year and a half creating it, and people like Calvin and Jordan and Javier and everyone else were, you know, have been helping me out greatly in building the show up, and the audience were listening. And I thought to myself, it was our duty to evolve the show, to continue, because, you know, it would be really, really sad to just cut it off. And that was the main reason why I thought I had to stop the MGS part of the show. Calvin, do you have anything to say in regards to this?
Well, I do agree that the topics were seriously depleted. There was very little that we could continue to talk about. We were seriously running out of ideas, and audience, you know, participation and feedback and all that was not exactly what you call an all-time high. Mm. Funnily enough, do you know what the highest ever downloaded episode was?
No.
No, it was the one with David on for the very first time.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It had about 1,500 downloads, I believe.
Mm.
So,
Yeah, sorry, I'm really not professional with me. I'm just eating. but yeah, we've had some great times, but I think you've got to get out. You've got to know when to end things. And MGS, unlike something like, you know, there are many podcasts I've listened to over the years. MGS, one of the first podcasts I started listening to, there were two podcasts I started listening to. For example, there was one that was a Harry Potter one. It was a Mugglecast, I remember. And I listened to that for about a year or a year and a half. And, I mean, they had an amazing amount of things to talk about because when I was listening to them in about 2006, and the books were coming out, and the movies were coming out, theme park attractions, games, actors, you know, everything, you know. So you could definitely talk about anything, really. Another interesting one, I used to listen to a Dragon Ball Z podcast called the Daizenshu EX. They're still around, actually. I think the episodes are still coming out. And, I mean, the thing itself, Dragon Ball Z, the franchise, Dragon Ball, has been over. The cartoon has ended in 1997. But, the games, there are like five games coming out every year and here and there. So they can, you know, they have and the thing with the Dragon Ball was there were, collectively, with the three series and the manga, there were like nearly 400 episodes worth of stuff to talk about. So, you know, with the Metal Gear, unfortunately, is, you know, a game will come out once a year now, which, again, says a lot about the franchise. You know, a game will come out once every 3 years. Proper one, I don't mean like remakes. What would happen is, you know, a game would come out once a year, and as we saw, you know, that gap between, we were leading up to Peace Walker, and then Peace Walker came out, and we spent a couple of months talking about it. And then Peace Walker, we've talked about everything we could talk, possibly, Peace Walker. And then it was like, okay, well, what do we talk about now? So with Metal Gear, it's, you know, one game a year, you have to fill things up. And I remember even that Harry Potter podcast, once the books stopped coming out and the movies are still coming out, they had to cut their podcast to like a monthly show, you know? It's just something you have to do. And I thought that's, honestly, just to wrap it up, I've said everything I need to say about Metal Gear. If you listen collectively back to the library, you'll be able to actually, I think, pretty much get my opinion on every single aspect of the franchise and every character, every game, everything, really. So, and I don't have the passion for it now. To say that I'm disinterested, I think we'll be overstepping it slightly, because I don't really. I mean, the four core games will always be a huge, huge part of my life. But now, towards where the franchise is going, Rising, I don't know. I think I'll buy Rising. I'll play it, but it'll never be the same. It's another thing. I mean, I think now I can understand why some people. You know, I always defend the Star Wars prequels. I think I can understand why some people. Well, a lot of people, actually, not some people. A lot of people don't enjoy them, really, or hate them. Or I wouldn't say rape their childhood. I think you can justify that. But Peace Walker raped my childhood, kids. It's the same thing. But now I understand why people, because, you know, there's something you love. It's something that's become a huge part of your life. And then when the new versions come up, they'll never be as good. So, you know, in that sense, that's the main reason I've wrapped up the show. And the last couple of episodes, I mean, Calvin, you've done a great job, but it's just, I think we really have been, you know, squeezing for topics, in the sense that, but yeah, I mean, there's nothing more that I can really say. But as one thing dies, another is born. If you have been listening to the new and improved Patriot cast and the movie Patriots, hopefully have been listening to that. As you can tell by my voice then and by my voice now, I'm having considerably more fun and more interest in being on that show. So the Patriot cast will live on. I mean, Metal Gear will always be there. We'll always try to drop in Easter eggs and suggestions about Metal Gear or all that kind of stuff. That show will continue, but this is going to be, I mean, I think definitely when Rising comes out and other MGS games come out, they will definitely have priority. And we've said that before in the news and the review and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I love doing this. You know, I've met a number of great friends with the show, and the show will definitely continue for as long as there are listeners, and there are listeners supporting us. For as long as there are people listening, supporting us, enjoying what we do, the show will go on, and hopefully that will be for as long as I'm alive. And anyway, Calvin, last thoughts.
About what exactly? Just come on, I need direction.
No, I mean just to wrap things up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go down a similar path to what you did. I'll talk about the picture cast then. I think the picture cast was I know for a fact it was one of the very first podcasts that I ever subscribed to. The only ones looking through the list now, I'm almost certain I haven't stopped subscribing to any since I started listening, which was about probably about August 2009. And the main three that I remember listening to would probably be the Kojima Productions Report, the Friday Night Comedy Podcast or whatever from BBC Radio 4, where is it? I'm going to find it now. There we go. Friday Night Comedy from BBC Radio 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the Metal Gear Solid Picture Cast. Those are the main three that I always listen to. And I actually recently listened to the first one again. And it's quite funny because one of the very first things you talk about is trophy support for Metal Gear Solid 4. And quite specifically you say, yes, Kojima always listens to his fans, and I'm sure that trophies will be here sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you stand by that?
Speaking of Kojima Productions Report, I haven't actually listened to an episode since 2009. What do they talk about these days? Because, I'm not going after them, you know, I don't want to start, because, I mean, they're a lot bigger than this. But now that we've ended, that we're officially ending the MGS part of the show, I mean, for me, I know there's still loads of listeners, and you know Ryan Payton was doing a great podcast, especially before he left. You know,
it was
great
awesome
stuff. You know, David Hayter interview was great. You know, all that stuff, it was great. But the other guy started, and then it was Christine's corner, and she would like talk about tea and how to use the toilet in Japanese. And the problem with them, I mean, for me, was they were meant to be Kojima Productions. And let's be honest, the only thing Kojima Productions make are Metal Gear. Okay, people wish they would make something else, but they'd be making Metal Gear. And they can't talk about bloody Metal Gear. So, you know, it's not like our show. We can do you think Rising is going to have this in it? You know, because they know the answers.
Yeah.
So they can't talk about Jack. So, unfortunately, what resorted in the end was just them talking about nothingness. So what's the show like these days?
Pretty random, to be completely honest. They didn't put one out the last time they were supposed to because of the earthquake. But really, they don't really talk much at all about Metal Gear, so mainly about Japanese culture.
So they just talk about... So it's the same as when I left, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Ryan Payton was awesome. But unfortunately, it's not quite the same anymore. What was it? Something I was going to say, but I've forgotten now.
Podcast?
No, mainly the only thing that they actually do related to Metal Gear is whenever they answer listener questions. And the funny thing is, I checked, because you can either send in an email directly to them, or you can post a comment on the last show, and they may occasionally read them out. They are deliberately refusing to answer all the questions about trophies, because in every single one I checked, there are a couple of them.
Right.
Every single time people write comments about, come on, answer our questions about trophies. Even if they were just a comment about it, it'd be great. You know, just say something. Yeah. But they refuse point blank to even mention it. So there's something going on there.
Well, I remember Donnie pointed me to a sound clip where his message got read out, and he told me that at the end of his message, he plugged our show.
Mm-hmm.
They read out the full message and didn't read the end.
That sucks.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, all the best to them. All the best to Metal Gear. You know, once again, Calvin, what about you? Is your Metal Gear fandom different now than it was when you started the show?
I think whenever I first joined the show, let me think. Well, probably be I can't really remember, but whenever I first started listening to the show, it was certainly different because I think at that time I was still very new to the series and I hadn't actually played all the games yet. So back then everything was kind of, like, oh, it's Metal Gear, it's awesome, really deep stories. They were like, it was probably the first, kind of older game that I had ever played because at the time, whenever I started listening to the show, I must have been, let's think, 15, 14. It's coming up to my 15th birthday in January. And it was, it was the first, older game that I'd ever played, type of thing. And I was very, seeing it all through these rose-tinted glasses, deep story, awesome sound, acting and all that. And it just all seemed really mysterious and all that. And now, it's not, it's not quite the same. I probably do appreciate it more. But let's think. It's one of these deep questions that you probably need long to think about because, it's challenging your very belief in the series and all that. But yeah, I'd say my opinion of the games has probably changed because at the time I absolutely loved Metal Gear Solid 2. After playing the other ones, I'd probably say that my favorite now is either 3 or 1. I actually, my appreciation for one has grown a huge amount since I first played it. It's a lot better game than I first thought. But yeah, I've actually forgotten what the original question was. But let me think
Has
of
your
this.
fandom and your love for the and has your fandom changed since right now? Is it different right now than to than it was
Yeah, it
when we
is. It
started?
is.
It is.
For example, see, the thing was, probably one of the main things that changed was Peace Walker, because before that, I used to, oh, I even though it wasn't a very good game, I used to play Portable Ops non-stop.
Oh,
It would
God.
literally be like, if I once I finished the save, I would just start a new game again and just keep playing it through over and over again. I really enjoyed that game. That was, of course, before I'd played all the other ones and, being able to compare it. But the thing is, now that Peace Walker's come out, I can see the Peace Walker is much better. But the thing is, I don't really want to start a new game in Peace Walker because nothing carries through. Because,
Exactly.
yeah.
It's
And because of that, I don't want to start a new game. But I don't really want to play Portable Ops again because I know it's nowhere near as good as Peace Walker. So I've kind of, stopped playing it there. And Metal Gear Solid 4 was about the only game that I played for about the first 6 months of me owning a PS3. But now, there's so many other games that I'm playing. For example, I've just started playing the Uncharted games.
Oh, so good,
Yeah,
so
I've
good.
just I'm on my last trophy. I just have to finish the game on crushing.
Oh,
It's
Kevin, are you a trophy whore?
maybe.
I'm sorry, I never got that point. I mean, like, they're not real. Like, I
I
understand if you got paid for them, but is it a self confidence kind of thing? Like, you know that if you got 100% trophies, it makes you feel better.
I don't know. It's just something I like to
But
do.
don't you, at the back of your mind, when you're doing this, don't you wish that, like, maybe you could be spending, like, that 230 hours of your life doing something different, something that's gonna, I
I
mean,
don't think of it. I don't think of it as OCD. I think of it as getting my money's worth.
I guess, I mean, yeah, that's a very good point as well. I mean, there was that plausible deniability syndrome where people, in the old days, or still, I suffered from it many times. You buy a crap game, but that was it. That was the only game you could buy for like a half a year. So you'd play it, even though it was crap. You'd force yourself to play it. Nah, it's not so bad. Let's the box artwork is pretty good. Maybe it's so. You'd
Yeah.
fall, and I think for me it was to that now that we're ending the show, I'm gonna be the Jordan, and I'm gonna make just be honest about everything. Now that we've played, Peace Walker itself, the only reason I played that game as quickly, I completed that game in about 3 days. I didn't put that down. The main reason I didn't put that down was because I was doing the show and I felt commitment towards the fans to play the game, and if it, I would have, it would have taken me like 3 weeks to complete it, to be honest with you, because there were, it was, it's, I wasn't, I really wasn't into it. It wasn't my kind of game, For me, it wasn't Metal Gear. It was a game with aspects of Metal Gear in it. There were too many things that, for again, for a original, the original four games, that it was too different for my liking. And loads of people did like it. I remember Jerry liked it, and loads of guys liked it. Donnie liked it, but But yeah, and I think that's where I realized that the franchise is just going in different directions. And I think what I need to do is, I think I've kind of overburned myself on Metal Gear now. Now I don't dislike it. I love it more than I did probably when I started off. But I think what I need to do is, I need to take a couple of years of a break from Metal Gear and not play it. You know, just leave the games there. You know, whenever Rising comes out, I'll play it. I'll play that, but I won't be doing my, you know, annual marathon where I play through 1, 2, 3, and 4. I think I've on the lot. I think if I do it again, I won't really enjoy it. I'll just be going through them. It'll be tedious and menial. I think I need to give it about 5 years before I pick them up again. No, I'm being honest. No, I've played those games way too many times, and I think it's time to get out there and create something of your own, and then come back and look back at that thing. So I think for me, I'm going to end it. You were going to say?
No, I don't really think I was going to say anything. Just personally, I haven't really been playing the games much either. I've always felt like I should. Because I've been, you know, on the podcast, but I just always seems to be something else. Like, I sunk, maybe not hundreds, but I sunk quite a number of hours, probably in double digits, in the Just Cause 2 on the PS3.
Right.
That was a fun game. And I haven't really wanted to go back and play the PlayStation 2 games, because after playing the PS3 for so long, it just makes you think, you know, oh, these graphics really aren't.
I mean, it's that as well. But for me, I called the Pokemon Gold syndrome. Pokemon Gold was probably one of my all-time favorite games, simply for the nostalgia value, the time of my life when I played that, and I just had amazing time and amazing fun playing it. And that's the game I learned to read English from. You know, when I started the game off, I didn't know how to read, so I didn't know that I had to use cut. So I'd be stuck there in that forest after the third gym, and I didn't know how to run away either, because I couldn't read, you know? So I'd be there, and I couldn't run away from any battles, stuck in that forest, and, you know, at that point, your Pokemon should be around level 15. By the time I learned how to read the word, and I got out of the forest, my Pokemon are about level 45. So the rest of the game, I just blazed through it, because I was so powerful. I didn't know how to run away or cut. So every time, and I'd be in that forest, every time I get into a random battle, I had to battle my way out. You know, it's but going back to Pokemon Gold, it was you know, amazing. And when I heard that a couple of years back, Hard Gold, the remakes for the DS, were coming out, I was like, yes, childhood, I'm going to relive it. So I got the game, I put it into my DS Lite. Jordan's not here to boo it. Put it into my DS Lite, which is a very good console. And
I'm broke.
Yep. And I put it in. I was like, oh, look at that remake. Yes, yes, yes. Got to... Dear God, where did I get to? I think I got to around about just before the first gym. Put it down. I was like, hey, put it down. Went to do some work. I haven't picked it up since. You know, some bits are better left in your childhood, or some bits are better left in that part of your life. If you over... I think this is advice for all the listeners, all the young listeners. Enjoy what you have right now, but don't hang on to it too much. Don't try to redo it again and again. Go on to new things and let that thing that inspired you, that thing that was a big part of your life back in the old early days when you were younger, be it a movie, a video game, a piece of music, anything. People, you know, people are different, but, you know, sometimes it's better to keep these things memory. Some things are better kept in your memory. And I've been, that's why a lot of the times I don't want to go back and watch, like, I don't want to watch Dragon Ball Z. I don't want to watch a lot of these things, because to me, I know they're not going to stand up. And some things are just better left in your memory. Except Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars is forever. Can't be Star Wars. But anyway, and I think on that philosophical note, it's time to wrap up the very last episode of I think it has been. I think we've done a good enough job. It has been, you know, I try to toot my own horn as little as I can on the show, but I think I'm proud to say that this has been the best Metal Gear Solid fan podcast in the world. That's a status to date. If you go on iTunes and you have a look at all the other ones, there are other ones. They've lasted for a bit, You know, even if there are other ones that are still around, I don't think they were as passionate and interested and, you know, committed to the listeners as much as this show has been.
Yeah.
But this has been the number one Metal Gear Solid fan podcast. I'm going to keep the shows up. We're going to keep the numbering system. You know, I'm not going to delete these shows. They're always going to be there to listen to, so you guys can, new listeners can listen to it, and old listeners can re-listen to it if they feel like it. But don't re-listen to it too much. You know, move on, listen to the new shows. And it's going to be a new generation. Calvin, unfortunately, you're going to be leaving us.
I am afraid so. I shall not be joining you.
No, you will not. But
endeavors.
I would like to thank you sincerely for all the support, all the participation, all the help for the last year or so. You will be missed. And, you know, if you do ever feel like coming back, you know, you're always going to be more than welcome. You're going to have the highest team, the highest honor of being on the show. And for now, yes. me, Jordan, and Javier are going to carry the brand new show. In terms of listening to the show, you know, in terms of participating in the show, we're not sure yet. We would like for people to participate, but we're still kind of getting used to it. So I'm going to talk to the other co-hosts and see what they think. But maybe we'll try out a show where we can get the rest of you guys in. Maybe we can get, you know, whoever wants to be in, whatever, Shoma, Ralph, the guys that are prominent in the show right now, I'd like to get them in. And yeah, so Calvin, any completely last words? The last time you're going to be heard on the Patriot Cast, what do you want your last words to be?
Well, it was fun being here. And glad I let him go. I am eternally glad that I joined on the podcast from my very first times as a simple reviewer. And then finally emailing after my exams were done.
Mm-hmm.
And then being on at the same time as Donnie, who I'm still good friends with, all the way up to today. It has been a fun journey. Made lots of friends. I'm still humiliated that my first ever game that I played was Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops Plus. It's not a great way to start off in the series, but oh well.
Mm-hmm.
You can but learn. And I am sorry to leave, but I'm sure that I'll try and keep in contact with you all. If you're ever on Skype, I will badger you to no end.
Please do. Be very happy to.
But yes, this is the end. Goodbye, listeners. I hope you haven't found me annoying. No doubt some of you have. Sam, that Sam person who I insulted inadvertently. It wasn't meant to be that insulting, but nevertheless, he probably still hates my guts.
Is this really the last thing you want people to remember you by?
Yeah, sure. I distinctly remember whenever you first gave me access to the Twitter account, I added him, not knowing that that was who he was. I thought he was the other Sam, as a follower or whatever. And he hasn't tweeted us since. I don't think he's tweeted full stop since. But yeah, that's slightly strange. But yes, nevertheless, goodbye. It's been fun. And I hope, Andy, you edit in some appropriate outro music. Hopefully none of that stupid George Michael stuff.
Just because you said that, I think it'll be the most appropriate song to put in there now. So hopefully, as the listeners are hearing the sweet, sweet mellow guitar and the sweet saxophone of Careless Whisper by Mr. George Michael, this is the last Patriot Cast Metal Gear Edition. Thank you for listening once again. Calvin, all the best to you. We hope to hear from you. All the best to the listeners. Thank you for supporting. Keep on supporting the brand new and approved show. It's been a great ride. And, you know, you've got to end when you're on top. So this is us saying thank you, and we will see you on a different show very soon. But as for the Metal Gear Solid Patriot Cast, this is goodbye.